US President Joe Biden has officially welcomed French leader Emmanuel Macron on his first state visit to the country since Biden took office. Leaders have discussed the war in Ukraine and recent developments in China. But France will also raise concerns about Joe Biden's climate and infrastructure bill. Macron has criticized subsidies in the bill, saying that they are super aggressive towards European companies.
President Macron and I have resolved that we're going to continue working together to hold Russia accountable for their actions and to mitigate the global impacts of Putin's war on the rest of the world. The United States is helping Europe diversify away from Russian natural gas in the immediate term, and while accelerating our clean energy transitions, and we're going to continue working in close partnership with Europe as we move forward.
The European Union is urging China to use its influence with Russia to try and end the war in Ukraine. EU Council President Charles Michel is in Beijing for talks with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. Two leaders are meeting at a time of strained relations between them. Russia's foreign minister is saying that the previous relationship with the West will not be resumed. Sergei Lavrov said that Western powers had a real chance to avoid conflict in Ukraine, but they rejected Russian proposals to halt NATO expansion. Western nations say Russia's proposals before the Ukraine war were not sincere. A speculation concerning the immediate future of the South African president Cyril Ramaphosa after an independent panel found he violated his oath of office. Ramaphosa's spokesperson says the president has all options on the table. At one point on Thursday, he was expected to make a nationally televised address, which still hasn't happened. He was investigated after millions of dollars in cash stashed inside a sofa was allegedly stolen from the president's farm. Panel found Ramaphosa has a conflict of interest between his official responsibilities and his private business, but he denies any wrongdoing. And Morocco have become the unlikely winners of Group F at the World Cup and are through to the last 16. With two goals in the first half, they managed to beat Canada 2-1 to finish top. World number two team Belgium is out.